Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Well, hindsight is always 20/20. What we once wished we knew when we were younger, or last week, or last month, or earlier today, would have made things a lot easier for us in the projects in which we would have was and have tackled. We're going to go over some things that we wish we would have done differently, or changed, or not done at all in our garden this year. Maybe you can relate to those. First will be not growing potatoes. We did grow potatoes. We wish we wouldn't have grown potatoes. And Holly, you can explain the reasons why we wish we didn't grow potatoes now, back 4, 5, 6 months ago.
Well, so I don't know what happens in our garden, but so
best not to know.
Best not to know, but we didn't grow them directly in soil directly into the ground this year. We grew them in raised bed. It was a raised bed that we
fresh compost.
And yeah, we just,
we did get potatoes.
We got potatoes, but they were, you know, small, kind of like new potato size, whatever. And we didn't get a lot. And, it was just highly disappointing.
Now, before you write in or email us or give us a call, we've done potatoes in every way, shape, and form in the ground, a no-till, in compost, in fresh compost, in old soil. We've done it every way possible, and we still don't get the results. We get potatoes, but we just don't get the yield like many of you do that we see on social media, where you plant one potato and you get 4, 5, 6, 7 of them in return off that one plant. We plant one and we get 2 small ones. So right. The return's not there.
Right. So we don't really know why, because my sister's garden is about, I would say, I don't know,
15 minutes.
Well, not 15 minutes. I'm trying to think in measures of distance.
Oh.
Probably about 6 miles to the east. Maybe less. And she has similar soil, but she just gets huge potatoes.
Right.
So we don't know what's going on.
So we're
going to stop.
Right. You can buy organic potatoes, or you can buy inorganic potatoes. You can get 10 pounds for like $3.47 at the big box store. I can put a tomato in that spot and get massive returns off that tomato versus 2 potatoes that takes the same equivalent amount of time. Well, let's talk about tomatoes. We wish we would have grew more tomatoes, as many of you who garden or farm, you never have enough land. You always want more. You always want more. And we planted, we reduced our volume when we went to the raised beds. We went from, about 60, 80 tomatoes down to 30 in one raised bed, which they did fine. They did great. We just didn't have enough of them.
Right. And that's one thing, is that we do wish we had more. They did do really well.
We will change that next year.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to at least double, if not add a few additional ones in the ground somewhere. Another thing is cardboard in the bottom of raised beds. Happy with some. Didn't do it with others. And we got a mixed bag on that.
Yeah, some.
No, explain the practice there.
So the idea is that when you put your raised beds down, or when you build your raised beds, you put down a layer of cardboard to help kind of suppress the weeds, and then just have a layer there. And it's going to break down, but it'll help suppress the weeds.
That first year to kind of really choke things out, yeah. and the thistles and other things with that. And that's what we had the problem with. We've got 4 beds, 5 beds. I don't even remember. What do we got? We got 5 beds.
5.
5.
Yeah.
We put the cardboard down heavy in one bed, and the other 4 we did not. And the other 4 grew things much, much better than the one that we had put cardboard in. But the one that we had put cardboard in, we didn't have the thistles or the grass that we had to fight with. But the yield on those plants just wasn't that great. So it was kind of good and bad altogether.
Right, exactly that. I don't know. I think it just depends, and I think maybe that's just a personal decision. Some people do put like weed cloth down, weed fabric,
right.
Hardware cloth if they might have moles or voles. So like, there's a lot of options, but we chose not to for those other beds, and then we did for the one.
Well, the thing with the cardboard, with the thistles, with the ones that we didn't use, we fought with. We used an organic weed killer on it, And we did studies and we found out that, and we did research that as the thistles continue to emerge, you can cut them back real deep and you just continue to stress them out to where they can't get at the sunlight to photosynthesize. You burn the tops off with the organic weed killer and eventually they stop coming back. And that's what happened.
Right.
We didn't have to fight that all through. And then as the foliage of the plants grew, it again suffocated and reduced the amount of light that was getting in there. So it worked fine. Now on a positive note, we wish we would have planted more. Golden raspberries.
Yeah, those are delicious. And we bought one plant, in spring.
Right.
Whenever that was. And
spring would have been in spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said spring, whenever that was.
I don't remember if it was spring or early summer.
It was spring.
Yeah, so we bought one in early spring, it was early summer, I think. But whatever. And then it gave us a few raspberries.
About two dozen.
Yeah. And, they were delicious.
Yeah.
But now we want more.
So we will extend that. Obviously, we did a video on it, how to plant a raspberry plant on our website and our YouTube channel. You can find those both searching the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener by doing that. Another thing is we should have started with stronger, healthier eggplants and pepper seedlings. We struggled with this the last couple of years where we didn't have the 8 or 9 or 10 inch plant that you buy at the garden center. We had 3-4 inch plants. They did produce. They took a very long time to produce. And with the eggplants, they were so small that the planting shock got, most of them. So we did purchase one, and then we've harvested many eggplants off of those. Your sister, we planted those from seedlings, the very small ones in that above raised bed, and they did very prolifically. They really kept up and did good. So it does work out. However, if you can get a very decent size plant start, you're far, far ahead of the game because you don't have to wait as long for them to get mature and put fruit on, and produce. So, that's another thing there. So those are just some of the, many things, and I'm sure can make a list in your garden, on your homestead, in your urban lot of things that you wish you would have done and wouldn't have done. But that's the whole point of this. We learn as we go, and we know what not to do. That's the thing. We need to not do these things or do these things next year. Otherwise, if we keep repeating ourselves, what is that called?
Insanity.
Yeah, and we've got enough insanitation. I guess is the
insanitation
in the world right now that we don't need to add to it for in our world.
Lack of sanity.
That would be a good term.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.